You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D. Hope you've all had an amazing week. So with this week, we do have some a lot of positive aspects coming up. So we actually have today we've got Mercury, which is starting its sextile with Venus. So this is could actually be really good things in terms of relationships and finances. Mixed with that, tomorrow we have a conjunction with Jupiter and Mercury. So I really feel like with this weekend and even a bit coming into next week, it's a golden opportunity here to be able to negotiate, to really connect with people who you want to collaborate with, whether it be for like a business or for an idea or for a project. This is where we can make things happen. As Jupiter is a planet of luck, Mercury is about how we communicate. It is also about how we think, and having that sextile to Venus, it rules relationships and money. So I really feel like with this weekend, it is about you really going for things that you really want to achieve. Like I said, it's going to be like an open door. And it's, you might hear good news coming in or something you've been waiting on. You might, you know, finally get that news you've been waiting to hear, but it'd be positive. We've also got on the 17th, we've got Mars, which is going to be starting its square with Neptune. I feel like that you might feel a little bit like gang up or people trying to lead you down the wrong path, but because you've got the other aspects, it's like giving you that courage to sort of speak up and to, I do feel like you've got to see through it, but I feel like that there's, with that square, I feel like it's going to be someone trying to, dangling the carrot. And I feel like this person that would be doing that would be someone who's misleading you or not telling the truth, or trying to get you to do something, but not going to go through on their end. But I feel like though you will still get to see that person, and I feel like you'll be able to, as I said, negotiate. Because I really feel like with the aspects we've got with Mercury, it's giving you that courage to sort of speak up to people that maybe you didn't have the courage to speak up to before, or maybe worried about speaking up to. I really feel like it's giving you that oomph. We've also got Venus in trine to Saturn. That's going to be any problems coming up with relationships or financial problems can, I feel like that's going to work its way out, and it's going to give you solutions to be able to sort of land back on your feet. Well, that's happening on the 18th. So also on the 18th, we've got Venus sextile Jupiter, which is already that happening on the weekend with that energy sort of starting because we've got Mercury. And we've got, it's Mercury, sorry, so it's going to be trying Saturn, but it's still able to talk your way through problems as well. But as I said, Venus is also linked with Mercury with that angle, so I do feel like it's all linked together. We still will have that square to Venus into Mars. We had that last week and we saw it this week. I feel like that's sort of like, I feel like there's been issues with either money or people around you, and you're not able to sort of confront them. But as I said before, you've got the energy that's going to be opening a door up and really giving you the energy to confront them. Let's go to the caller. So we've got Kelly, who is in Toronto, Canada. So hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I just wanted to see if I could get a short reading or an insight onto my situation.
Yeah, which area of your life is it about?
Just everything. At this point, pretty much just, a general.
Like about money? It's to do with money?
Sort of, yeah. And just life struggles mainly.
I just feel like something's not stacking up, like something's not not right. I keep on seeing like something not being stacked up properly. I feel like that it seems like the money seems to be taken or it's going. Either you're spending, either you're having to like always pay out or there's like money being taken. I see money being stacked up and then I see like chunks being taken. I feel like that, but I just feel like everything there is sort of going up too, with the cost of living as well. I also see being very,
that's right,
being tired. Yeah. See being very tired and a little bit lethargic too. So you do have a partner? You've got a partner?
No, I don't. No, I'm single.
See, okay. I see you arguing with someone. So I do see you like arguing. I do feel like it's a male that you're arguing with. So I did assume that it's a partner. So I just felt there's someone around you who's a little bit prickly, who's, I thought they're not telling you everything. So I don't know if this is like a son. I just thought this is a male. I just see you like arguing that something's not right. And
yeah, there's something not right in my living situation, like going on around me. Like there's something I'm not too sure what exactly it is, but like weird things are happening that I can't really justify. But like I know that it's not me. I know that someone's doing something, but I just can't put it on the nail yet.
Do you have a male that lives with you?
Evidence of it. There's nobody that lives here with me. No, but I figured that it is a male that's doing something towards me that's like leaving the marks of it, of a male imposter kind of thing. Because they're like that's weird. It's weird.
Yeah, because I'm keeping getting male. Like it's a male.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's a male too.
I see you sort of arguing.
Do you anything about I don't know.
And do you have a black dog as well?
No, I have a black cat. That's fine. I just kind of saved it from going to the animal shelter, which is used to be a friend of mine's cat. But I argued with him recently because the way he came here to retrieve it, that I was like, no, you can't do this, you can't do that, and then think you're going to get cut.
Yeah, okay, all right, cool. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, because I'm like, I haven't seen his mail, and I'm thinking, oh, is this okay? Okay, so he's with that man, he's a little bit jealous, but I don't feel like he treated that cat the correct way, and I kind of feel like, I don't know if his cat thinks it's a dog or he treated the cat like a dog. There's something about the cat being
he's
a dog.
Special needs cat, too. He special needs for sure, too. Cat has cerebral palsy, so he shakes all the time. And yeah, I've noticed a few things with him too. Like when he's been here with me, he actually plays with toys and stuff like that. And he actually gets really excited and stuff. And then when I've seen him in his custody, the other person's custody, I never seen him play ever, which is kind of odd. So I did notice a few things like that.
Okay. So I feel like with the man, I feel like he's just a bit jealous. And I feel like that, I just feel like he mistreated this cat. And but I feel like the cat's in safe hands with you. I do feel like the cat wants to stay with you and it doesn't want to go with him. Like I kind of feel like the cat would sort of hiss at it. Yeah. So you're doing the right thing. I just feel like you didn't know how to handle the cat or you didn't know how to treat the cat well. And I do feel like you're doing the right thing, but I just feel like this man's gonna keep hovering around, or I don't think you've heard the last of him. And I think that you're going to have to put your foot down and maybe just say to him, look, are you not like, no, like, no. But I just feel like you're going to like treasure the cat. With the things that are going missing, going wrong, I mean, I don't know if that man has access around the house. It could be him or something to do with him. But I do feel like there'll be a move.
Is there anything else you're picking up on? Like that's negative that's happening when I'm not here in my home?
You're talking about like, you mean like a spirit? Or you mean a spirit? You're talking about a spirit or something
I'm
physical?
I'm not too sure.
Okay. Look, I kind of feel like it's that man. I feel like that man's got a lot to do with that, do with stuff. Because I've there's something about him that I don't like. I kind of feel like in a move as well. I kind of feel like there's a move coming up. I mean, it could be next year, but I just see, you know, I don't think you're going to be staying where you are. I think you're going to be going north, where, I don't know where north is, but north. I just heard north. And you're going to feel a bit more secure and a bit more happy. I feel like that, it's like you're missing stuff. So I feel like things are going missing.
Yes, I am. I'm always missing stuff. My door's been broken in. There's panels when I come home. Ceiling panels that are like being shifted. Like you have to push up on them to shift them because the ceiling goes way higher than what it is. But I come home or I wake up and there's like panels being shifted. There's panels shifted over or like moved and stuff. And I'm like, hey, what? Why? I wouldn't do that.
I don't feel like this is like a spirit thing. I feel like this is more of a physical. I feel like someone, I do kind of feel like it's that man, because when you said about him, I heard it's him. So I kind of feel like I just feel like maybe get some cameras around, just so you can see exactly what's going on when you're not there, or when you're sleeping. I just feel like, you know, just get some cameras to have a look. I just feel like he's a little bit, I kind of feel like I haven't heard the last of him, but I do feel like it's male. And I mean, I could be wrong, but I kind of feel like it's that man.
I feel like it's male too. I feel like it's male, yeah. And like they're fine, or they're doing something that's like ongoing and like they're not stopping. Like they're just, I don't know why.
I think you're going to move. So I feel like, so this is happening. I feel like this is why you're going to move, because I feel like there's a move coming up for you.
Okay.
All right. But thank you for calling in today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that so much.
That's okay. No problem. So if you want to contact me, you can. My website is Lady D Psychic Parties. My Facebook page is also Lady D Psychic Parties. My Instagram is Lady DS Psychic. And my TikTok is Lady D Psychic, the same as my YouTube channel. And next week I will be in Melbourne. I will try to make it on time. So we'll see. And then the weekend after that, I'm traveling to New Zealand. So thank you, and I might see you next week. So bye for now.